弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with all of you, brothers and sisters.
如果有人问你，说当代最有影响力的牧师，华人牧师是哪一位？
If someone was to ask you, who is the most influential pastor who's Chinese?
每个人可能会有不同的答案。
Many people might have many different answers.
但是有一个名字，可能一定会有人提起。
But one name for sure will be mentioned.
唐崇荣牧师。
And that is Pastor Tong.
我们今天分享的题目呢是母亲的信心，孩子的未来。
Our topic today will be a mother's faith and a child's future.
我们今天讲到的经文呢是出埃及记的第二章。
Our scripture will be based in Exodus chapter 2.
唐崇荣牧师呢不止一次提起他的母亲对于他信仰的成长，对于他走上服事的道路有多么的重要。
Pastor Tong mentioned more than once how influential towards his path, his mother was to him.
他的母亲呢是一位敬虔常常祷告的母亲。
His father was a mother who, his mother was a person who prayed a lot.
他有好几个儿子。从小呢，他都带领孩子们读经敬拜。
She had many children, and since they were little, she guided them reading scripture.
并为他们呢流泪祷告。
And she cried for them and prayed for them.
而且呢，鼓励他的儿子们奉献自己去服事神。
And she also encouraged her children to dedicate themselves to the Lord.
他的儿子中间呢，不止出了一位唐崇荣牧师。
Out of her sons, not only there was not only one Pastor Tong.
还有几位牧师呢也是很有影响力的。
Out of the brothers, out of the children, there were many other people who became influential pastors.
除了唐崇荣之外呢还有唐崇怀、唐崇平。
Apart from Stephen Tong, there was also Andrew Tong and Timothy Tong.
我们今天要分享的经文里面呢，我们会看到另外一个非常伟大的母亲。
In today's sermon, we'll see another very influential mother.
我们开始之前呢，一起来做一个祷告。
Before we start, let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Our Heavenly Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样一个美好的、清爽的早晨。
We thank you for this cool and wonderful morning.
感谢你带领我们一起来享受你的同在，被你的圣灵充满，来聆听你的话语。
We thank you for your presence and the opportunity to listen to your word.
感谢你，你让我们做父母的与你同工，参与在你创造生命的工作里面。
And thank you for letting us who are parents, participate in creating life.
让我们通过这样的父母和儿女的关系，更多的理解你和我们的关系。
And that through this relationship of parents and children, we can understand our relationship with you more.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you, Lord. Your children pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起来读出埃及记的二章一节。
We'll read Exodus chapter 2, 1 through 2.
有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女为妻。
Now, a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman.
我们看这样一位伟大的母亲在出埃及记第二章甚至连名字都没有提起。
We see that this great mother didn't even get her name mentioned.
但是我们知道她的名字叫做约基别。
But we know that her name is
Jochebed. 是在后来的经文里面记述摩西的家谱的时候出现的。
And this was shown later when it showed the genealogy of Moses.
那么这样一个连名字都没有提起的女性，却在神的这个工作里面起到一个非常重要的作用。
And this woman who didn't even have her name mentioned had a very important role when it comes to the task of God.
我们今天讲到的分成三个部分。
We'll split the sermon into three pieces.
第一个部分呢是险境中的爱。
The first piece is love in crisis.
第二部分是黑暗中的信心。
The second part is faith in darkness.
第三个部分呢是眼泪中神的主权。
And the third is God's sovereignty in our tears.
我们一起来看出埃及记一章二十二节，我总结了一下，在这里呢，就是希伯来人他们在埃及做奴隶已经有好几百年的时间了。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 1, verse 22. Let me make a summary. So this is when the Hebrew people have been enslaved in Egypt for about a couple hundred years.
但是呢，他们被奴役到了一个最黑暗的时候。
And this has been a very dark time for them.
这时候埃及的法老呢，想要用一个残忍的手段要对这个希伯来人做种族的灭绝。
At this point, the Pharaoh wanted to exterminate the Hebrew people.
他命令呢，所有希伯来人生的男婴都要扔到尼罗河里面去淹死。
Thus, he decreed that all the sons of Hebrew people must be tossed into the Nile River.
在这样最黑暗的时候呢，我们一起来读出埃及记二章二节。
And in this darkest time, let's read.
那女人怀孕，生一个儿子，见他俊美，就藏了他三个月。
She became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a son, a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. Exodus 2:2.
经文呢，在这里呢，记述的非常的简洁。
Here the scripture records it very simply.
但是我们可以想象那样一个做母亲的年轻女性她的内心的挣扎。
But we can imagine the toil of a young mother.
她生了一个儿子。
She had a son.
刚好呢是法老命令要扔在尼罗河里面要处死的这样一个孩子。
But it was just the time where the Pharaoh wanted her child to die in the Nile River.
这里呢圣经翻译说见她俊美。
Here, the Bible says that it's a fine child.
这个俊美这个字呢其实是最基础的希伯来文说好的那个字。
The word fine in Hebrew is the base word when it comes to describing good.
有时候呢我总是在想神创造主神他创造这个人类为什么让人呢要有这个父亲母亲一起生下子女这样的方式来延续这个生命。
Sometimes I wonder when the Lord has us create offspring,Why do we need a mother and a child? Or a mother and a father?
有的时候我在想，神会不会是通过这样的父母跟子女的关系，让我们更多的能够去理解创造主跟被造物，神和我们的关系。
Perhaps the Lord uses this relationship to further our understanding of our relationship between us and Him.
神一定要让我们参与在他创造生命的这样的过程中，与他一起同工，让我们可能某种程度上能够理解创造主和我们被造物这样的关系，他的心意。
In a certain way, the Lord perhaps wants us to understand what it's like making children like He made us and to partially understand what it was like.
在这里呢，如果我直白的来翻译，就是他看见这个孩子是好的。
If I was to directly...Translate it, it would say that this was a good child.
这个希伯来人一读到这里就想起什么呢？想起神在创世纪第一章里面每一天创造完之后说看着是好的。
And when a Hebrew person would read this verse, they would think of Genesis 1 when the Lord was creating everything each day, how after each day he thought everything was good.
我很怀疑会不会有一个母亲生下一个孩子看着这个孩子不好。
I wonder, would there be any mothers who think that their child is not good?
每一个小宝贝都是父母眼中那个最好的那个小宝贝。
Every little baby is the best baby in the eyes of their parents.
但是呢，在这个时候呢，这是希伯来人历史上最黑暗的时刻。
But in this moment, it's the darkest time in the history of the Hebrew people.
他生下来这样一个，他看着是这样俊美的男孩子，但是好像他的命运已经被判了死刑。
And she gave birth to such a fine child, but It's almost as if he was sentenced to death already.
这时候呢，他的母亲做了一个很绝望但是大胆的决定。
And at this point, his mother made a very desperate but brave choice.
说就藏了他三个月。
So she hid him for 3 months.
这三个月呢，不知道是怎样担惊受怕。
And we don't know how much frustration and how much fear was within these 3 months.
而且呢，我想他一开始藏这个孩子的时候，没有想计划好是要藏三个月。
And I don't suppose she planned out on hiding him for 3 months.
他可能不知道能不能藏三天。
Perhaps she didn't even know if she could hide the baby for 3 days.
但是他就是这样尽他的所能，一天一天的藏。
But she did what she could and hid him day by day.
到了三个月的时候呢，我们一起来读二章的三节。
And when it reached 3 months, let's read verse 3.
后来不能再藏，就取了一个蒲草箱，抹上石漆和石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子搁在河边的芦荻中。
But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile.
在这里呢，经文说后来不能再藏。
Here, the verse says, when she could no longer hide him.
但是你能够感觉到那个母亲心中的绝望。
But you can only imagine the desperation within the mother.
实在是没有办法。他就以他仅有的那样的资源，他想要办法，想要去拯救这个孩子的生命。
And with no other choice, she did what she thought she could to try and save this child.
这里说呢，他做了一个蒲草箱。
Here it says that she made a papyrus basket.
这个字呢，其实这个蒲草箱呢，这个字在旧约里面只出现过两次。
And this word papyrus basket only appeared in the Old Testament twice.
第一次呢是挪亚方舟的那个方舟那个字。
First time, it appeared when Noah made his ark.
都是这个要去拯救生命的时候所做的一个船。
And both these cases, these were instruments to save lives.
当然，挪亚坐那个船是非常的大。
Of course, Noah's ark was very large.
拯救了很多很多的，不光是人，还有动物的生命。
And it saved numerous, not only people, but also animals.
但是对于一个母亲来说，一个小小的这个承载她孩子的这个小船，跟那个挪亚的方舟是一样重要的。
But to a mother, saving her child is the same importance.
可能这个约基别他没有那样的资源去做一个巨大的方舟。
And perhaps,
resources.
The name?
约基别。George Bed.
George Bed.
嗯。
And perhaps George Bed didn't have that many resources.
但是呢，他用仅有的他能够找到的东西呢，去想办法尽量的去保护这个孩子的生命。
But she used what she could access to protect the life of her child.
他用尼罗河边的这种植草呢，编了这样一个箱子。
She used the reeds of papyrus next to the Nile River to make this basket.
然后上面说抹上石漆和石油。
And she smeared on tar and pitch.
大家一看石油，哎，这个怎么回事？这难道是要点一把火，还是要怎么样
？And we might see pitch. Like, does she want to make a fire or something?
因为我们用的这个和合本圣经的翻译的年头比较早，100多年前，那个时候有一些词汇的用法呢，跟我们现代汉语还不太一样。
When we use this version of the Bible, it was translated many years ago. So the use of certain words are different than we use them now.
可能这个石油呢，是像沥青一样的，不是做燃料用的，而是做这个防水密封用的。
And perhaps this pitch was used for sealing purposes and not so much for burning purposes.
然后在这个地方呢，有一个圣经特别埋的一个讽刺的修辞手法。It's irony.
And here we see a little bit of irony within the scripture.
法老王呢是命令把所有的男婴都要丢到尼罗河里面去淹死。
The Pharaoh ordered all the babies to be tossed into the Nile River.
但是这个时候呢，约基别把他的孩子也是放在尼罗河里面，但是想要保守他的生命。
And here, George Bett did place him into the river, but in a basket.
有的时候啊，我们做父母的，真的是希望把那个孩子攥在手心里，或者是含在嘴里面。
Sometimes, us as parents, we just want to hold our children within our palms or within our mouths.
一旦我们觉得好像对这个孩子没有办法百分之百的去控制他的时候，就会惊慌失措。
Whenever we feel like we can no longer control our children, we get very terrified and frustrated.
但是神呢，把这个约基别和摩西他们的这个状况呢推到一个极致。
But the Lord pushed the conditions of Jochebed and Moses to an extreme.
这个母亲实在是没有办法去完全的保护，百分之百的去控制这个孩子的命运。
And the mother can no longer 100% control the fate of her child.
她是不得不把这个孩子的命运交托给神。
So she had no other choice but to give his future to the Lord.
在腓立比书四章六节这里说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你所要的告诉神。
In Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
很多时候，我们的极限是神开始工作的起点。
In many cases, our breaking point is where God starts to do his work.
比方说我们看这个神应许亚伯拉罕要通过他的正妻撒拉要拥有后代，而且这个后代说是像天上的星星，像海边的沙一样多。
For example, God promised to Abraham that his descendants with Sarah will be numerous as the stars in the sand.
结果神一直要他们等到这个撒拉完全过了生育的年龄，最后才以神迹的方式降生以撒给他们。
But the Lord still pushed the age in which they were able to conceive a child. To an extreme to where it would have to be a miracle for them to have a child.
当这个埃及的法老带着军队去追赶希伯来人，一直把他们逼到红海的岸边的时候，
When the Pharaoh pushed the Israelites all the way to the edge of the Red Sea,
那时候希伯来人已经觉得是完全没有希望了。
The Hebrew people was almost without hope.
这时候神才借着摩西把红海分开，让他们从那里过去。
And this is whenThe Lord used Moses to split the sea.
当耶稣的门徒看着耶稣被捕、被鞭打、被钉在十字架上、死在十字架上那个最绝望的时候，
and when Jesus was captured, and his disciples can see that he has been captured and crucified, and during the most desperate times,
神把耶稣从死里这个让他复活，带给我们这个将来一起复活的希望。
The Lord raised Jesus from the dead and gave us hope.
我小时候看电影呢，喜欢看美国好莱坞的电影。
When I was little, I loved watching American Hollywood movies.
因为好莱坞的导演呢，通常在电影里面要埋这样的悬念，而且这个悬念要留到最后。
Because the writers or the directors of Hollywood movies always gives you a little bit of a thing that they save until the end.
我们看见那个女主人公就遇到很多惊险的事情，然后呢，到了最后一分钟，她的这个救援才会到达。
We see that sometimes a female actor at the very end will get saved.
这个叫做这个最后一分钟的救援 ，the last minute redemption.
This is called a last minute redemption.
我有的时候觉得我们的神也是这样的。
Sometimes I feel like our Lord is like this as well.
在我们的生命里面，有的时候他会放一些悬念给我们。
And sometimes he will leave us hanging.
然后这个悬念呢，要一直留到最后，让我们最绝望的时候，神才好像才工作，然后呢，给我们非常奇妙的这样的拯救。
And not until the end, the Lord will then come over and save us.
我们来看今天的第二个部分呢，就是黑暗中的信心。
Our second portion is faith in the darkness.
我们看第二章的第四节，一起来读。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 4.
孩子的姐姐远远站着，要知道她究竟怎样。
His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him.
我们看见这个母亲呢，她是那样的绝望，放心不下，她 以他非常有限的资源，他能想到的办法，他尽力的要去保护这个孩子。
We see that the mother, out of her desperation, did whatever she could to save that child.
把这个孩子呢放在尼罗河边的芦笛的丛中呢，让他的姐姐远远的看着。
And when he put the little baby in the basket, in the reeds, she had her sister watch from a distance.
从人的眼光中看呢，根本看不到希望。
From a human's perspective, you cannot see the hope.
那个这个时候呢，我们能做的只能是交托。
And at this point, we can only commit to the Lord.
你所做的事要交托耶和华，你所谋的就必成立。
In Proverbs 16, verse 3, it says, commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and he will establish you.
这个时候呢，这个地方中文翻译作所谋的，或者说是谋划的、谋算的，听起来好像是一个负面的说法。
Here in the Chinese translation, it says plans, and often plans will have like a negative connotation.
但是其实不是的。
But this doesn't have a negative connotation.
我们看见这个母亲，她尽她的所能，她做了很多的工作。
We see that the mother put in so much work and did whatever she could.
她藏这个孩子三个月，她为这个孩子做一个蒲草箱，她做了很多防水的工作，她把它放在这个芦笛当中，还让她的姐姐去看着。
She hid him for 3 months and then weaved a basket and then made it waterproof and alas, had his sister watch him.
这个箴言在这里说呢，我们是要去做计划的。
And here in Proverbs, it does say that we do have to make plans.
但是我们做计划是不够的。
But our plans will not be enough.
我们做了计划呢，要把这样的事情交托给耶和华。
Our plans will have to end in us committing to the Lord.
这个中国人也知道这个道理。
And us Chinese people know this concept as well.
我们说谋事在人，成事在天。
谋事。
Motion plan, planning
is up to the people, and for it to become reality,
accomplishment is,
it needs to, it's based on God.
我们一起来看出埃及记二章的七到八节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 2, verse 7 to 8.
孩子的姐姐对法老的女儿说，我去在希伯来妇人中叫一个奶妈来为你奶着孩子，可以不可以？法老的女儿说可以，童女就去叫了孩子的母亲来。
Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother.
当这个母亲尽他所能做了这样的计划，做了这样的准备，但是不知道，前景是什么样的时候。
When the mother did whatever she could, but she doesn't know the future.
在人最绝望的时候，神在工作。
When a person is most desperate, the Lord is working.
这样一个小孩子在那个蒲草箱里面，居然被这个法老的女儿所发现。
This little baby in this papyrus box was found by the daughter of the Pharaoh.
这个小孩子最本能的反应就是有哭声出来。
The innate behavior of the child is to cry.
本来这个哭声是很危险的，一旦让这个埃及人发现有一个希伯来的男婴在哭，可能就是要处死他。
Initially, this crying might have been very dangerous because if he was spotted, he would have been sentenced to death.
但是这时候他的那个哭声呢，却唤起了法老女儿的那种母性，她的那种爱怜。
But in this case, the crying of the baby called to the motherly nature of the Pharaoh's daughter.
我们知道这个摩西的姐姐叫什么名字。
We know the name of Moses' sister.
叫米利安。
Her name is Miriam.
在后来这个与摩西还有亚伦同工一起带领希伯来人出埃及的过程中，米利安也起到很好的领导作用。
And later on, when Moses and Aaron was leading the Hebrews out of Egypt, she also played a huge role.
然后我们在这里看，这个米利安还在做一个小女孩的时候，她的那种聪颖，她的那种机智已经反映出来了。
And even when Marian was a little child, she already had that cunning nature.
她呢，主动的去找这个法老的女儿，说：“哎，这是一个希伯来的男孩子，我去在希伯来人中给你找一个奶妈，好不好？”
She already had the instinct to go over to the Pharaoh's daughter and suggest that she should get a woman to nurse her.
然后我们一起来读第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
法老的女儿对他说：“你把这孩子抱去，为我奶他，我必给你工价。”妇人就抱了孩子去奶他。
The Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him.
你能想象世界上还有比这更好的事情吗？
Can you imagine a better thing in the world?
本来这个孩子是要死掉的。
Originally, this child was going to die.
结果呢？他藏这个孩子，神安排让法老的女儿收养了这个孩子。
But the Lord had the Pharaoh's daughter take care of this child.
但这时候可能会涉及到一个这个婴儿和母亲分离的问题。
And initially, this would cause an issue with the separation between mother and son.
但是这个时候呢，也是神的安排。米利安很机智的呢，去介绍了孩子自己的亲生的妈妈来做他的奶妈。
But even here, the Lord acted, by having, Marian be cunning enough to suggest to the Pharaoh's daughter that she could get a Hebrew woman to nurse her, nurse him.
不光如此。
Not only like this.
作为很贫穷的奴隶，居然还能够通过养育自己的孩子得着工资。
As a slave.You can get paid for nursing your own child.
这是神计划的奇妙。
This is the, this is the amazing nature of the Lord's work.
我们一起来读第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
孩子渐长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思说，因我把他从水里拉出来。
When the child grew older, she took him to the Pharaoh's daughter.And he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water."
神拣选摩西不是在他八十岁的时候，在那个荆棘火焰中显现才拣选他的。
The Lord didn't choose Moses when he was 80 and he saw the burning bush.
神拣选摩西从一开始就拣选，而且一路的在做各种各样的准备的工作。
The Lord selected him from the beginning and made all kinds of preparations.
这个让摩西呢，不光他的生命被保全，而且他被收养在这个埃及的皇宫里面。
So that Moses was not only saved, but he was also raised within the palace.
让他得着当时全世界可能最好的教育。
And that he could have gotten the best education in the world at the time.
但是这有一个风险，有可能摩西就会完全脱离他希伯来的这个民族和文化的背景。
But this was dangerous because perhaps he could haveForgotten his Hebrew heritage.
但是在他的生命的最早期呢，又是由他的妈妈来这个培养他的。
But in the earlier stages of his life, his mother was actually able to raise him.
圣经里面没有告诉我们说他的妈妈是怎么样去照顾他，给他什么样的教育的。
The Bible does not describe how his mother educated him and raised him.
但是肯定呢，他妈妈会给他。很好的影响，至少让他知道他的身份。
But for sure, she would have given him a good, influence when it comes to knowing who he is.
让他知道耶和华神对他们民族的应许。
And that the promise the Lord has made to his people.
而且会告诉他们神是怎样带领这个神的选民在历史上经历过哪些事情，来证实神的信实。
And how.The Lord guided his people every step of the way.
当这个法老的女儿给摩西起名字叫把他从水里拉上来的时候
When the Pharaoh's daughter named him, I drew him out of the water.
这个地方呢也是很有意思的。
This is also a very interesting part.
因为摩西呢后来是把这个希伯来的奴隶从水深火热之中拉了上来。
Because Moses did at the end pull...His people out from the depth of the water and the temperature of the heat.
From the suffering.
From the suffering.
然后呢，在新约圣经希伯来书十一章二十四节。
And in the New Testament, in Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 24.
这里印证了我猜想，就是摩西的母亲在他的幼年的时期给他很好的教育。
And this certified, my hypothesis on how Moses' mother gave him a very good education.
把他带到了耶和华神的面前。
And that she brought him to face the Lord.
希伯来书十一章二十四节，我们一起来读。
In Hebrew chapter 11, verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of the Pharaoh's daughter.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
Let's go into our third part.
就是眼泪中神的主权。
And this talks about how, let me go back, how God's sovereignty in our tears.
我们一起来读二章的二十三节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 23.
那时埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达于神。
During that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God.
我们有的时候在想，做母亲的，做父亲的，为自己的子女，我们去祷告，有的时候是流泪祷告，神真的听到吗？
Sometimes as mothers and fathers, we think when we cry and when we pray for our children, is the Lord hearing us?
在第二章这里呢，这些以色列人因做苦工，他们叹息哀求，甚至这个地方可以翻译作他们痛哭，他们大声的呼喊，向神呼喊。
Here.We read that the Israelites groaned and cried out, and we could imagine that they also screamed.
然后这里呢，圣经告诉我们他们的哀声达于神。
And here it tells us that their groans and the way they cried went up to the Lord.
神是听得到的。
The Lord can hear them.
在诗篇五十六篇八节这里说，我几番流离，你都记述。求你把我眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不都记在你的册上吗？
In Psalms chapter 56, verse 8, we read, Record my misery, list my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record?
我们知道我们的创造主神是不受这个物理空间所局限的。
We know that our Lord the Creator is not limited by physical space.
而且他的认知也是不受这个五官、视觉、听觉，包括记忆力这些所局限的。
And that his abilities are beyond our comprehension.
但是圣经里面呢，为了方便我们去理解神，很多时候呢，做拟人化的这样的处理。拟人化 personification.
And in the Bible, to improve our understanding, it personifies some of these.
我们一起看二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24.
一起来读，神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
Let's read. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
神真的是之前听不到，现在听到吗？真的是我们的声音要足够大，才能够听得到吗？
Is it really that?Our voices has to be loud enough for the Lord to hear?
不是的。
No.
神真的是容易这个记忆力不好，容易健忘，之前没有想起来，现在才想起来他和亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约吗？
Can the Lord forget and remember later the covenants that he had made?
不会的。
No.
但是这个圣经呢告诉我们，有几个地方告诉我们神纪念，神想起来了。
But in many cases in the Bible, it's recordedto say that God remembered.
比方说这个创世纪八章那里这个神好像突然想起了挪亚然后洪水就退去了。
As an example, it seems that in Genesis chapter 8 verse 1, it said that God remembered Noah suddenly, and then the flood receded.
在创世纪三十章那时候拉结很多年没有孩子好像神突然想起了拉结然后才赐给他一个孩子约瑟才降生了。
And in Genesis chapter 30, verse 22, Rachel has not had a child in many years, and it's almost as if God remembered suddenly and then gave her Joseph.
然后在出埃及记第二章，好像 以色列人在埃及地做奴隶几百年的时间，神都没有想起来，这时候突然想起来，就让他们脱离奴隶这个奴隶制度，离开了埃及。
And in Exodus chapter 2:24, it seems as if the Lord had forgotten about the Hebrew people for hundreds of years while they were in slavery, and suddenly remembered. That's causing him to begin the Exodus.
不是这样的。
But no.
而是神有他的主权，他的计划，他的时间。
Because the Lord has his sovereignty, and he has his plans, and he has his timing.
他在最合适的时候采取行动。
He acts in the most decisive moments.
甚至有的时候我觉得是为了要让我们的信心成长，他在最后一分钟才施以救援。
And sometimes I think that the Lord, for the sake of our faith, saves us at the last moment.
圣经呢，用这种拟人化的修辞手法，让我们好像去理解神他跟我们的关系。
The Bible, using these methods of personification, allows us to sort of understand.
神是没有耳朵的，但是这个圣经里面呢，说他听见。
The Lord does not have ears, but it says that he heard.
告诉我们，我们祷告的时候呢，我们向神讲的话没有消散在空气里面，而是这个传达到了神那里。
And that our prayers reach him instead of just getting scattered throughout the universe.
这里呢说神纪念，或者说是想起来。
And here it says that the Lord remembered.
好像是神之前是健忘的，遗忘了。
As if the Lord can forget.
但是呢，其实是要告诉我们，神的时间是最完美的。
But this is only to tell us that the Lord's timing is the perfect timing.
神是没有眼睛的。
The Lord does not have eyes.
但是呢，这个经文告诉我们，神是看见的。
But it says that the Lord looked.
就像我们每一个人，不管你觉得自己多么渺小，其实在神那里并不是隐形的，而是神都是看见的。
And that no matter how little we think we are, the Lord can see us.
神是全知的。
And the Lord was concerned.
然后呢，圣经告诉我们他说他知道。
And it said that the Lord was concerned.
就是不管我们自己觉得有没有被关心，神其实一直是在关心我们的。
No matter whether or not we think that the Lord was worrying about us, we know that he was caring for us.
在以赛亚书49章这里呢
，In Isaiah chapter 49,
这里说妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子
？We read that, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget.I will not forget you.
即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。就是很多时候，我真的是在想，神他创造我们要用这个父母养育孩子的方式，去与他同工，一起来创造生命，是为了让我们更好的去体会、去理解创造主神创造我们那样的心意跟我们的关系。
Sometimes I really do think and believe that.The Lord, through allowing us to be parents and children, teaches us the relationship that He has with us.
很多时候呢，我们把神比喻作我们在天上的父亲。
In many cases, we call the Lord our Heavenly Father.
但是呢，今天是母亲节。
But today is Mother's Day.
我们看见神在这里是把母亲与他做类比。
Here we can see that the Lord compares Himself to a mother.
然后他就说呀，这个。一个母亲会不会忘记这个吃奶的婴孩呢？他自己的孩子呢
？It says that can a mother really forget the child she has given birth to?
从我们的常识来说是不会的。
Realistically, no.
但是我也读到有一些极个别的例子，有那样恶毒的母亲，不爱自己的孩子的。
But I have read of certain cases where there's evil mothers who did not love.Children.
但是神在这里说呢，即便有这样的母亲，但是神也是会比所有的母亲都更加爱我们啊。
But even though these cases exist, the Lord will not be forgetting you.
我们来回顾一下今天的三个要点。
Let's review the three key points.
我们学到一个母亲她在险境中做了怎样的一个爱的抉择。
We learned that.A mother through crises chooses decisions out of love.
我们学习到这个母亲在那样最黑暗、最危险的情况下，怎么样以她所拥有的非常有限的资源和办法，想要去保护那个孩子。
We learn that in the darkest moment, a mother will use whatever she has to protect her child.
我们也看到，在我们的眼泪之中，在我们向神呼求的时候，神的主权依然在那里掌权。
And that when we're calling out to the Lord, His sovereignty is still there.
那么，我们中间有多少位是做母亲的，请举手。
And can we have the mothers raise their hands?
我想跟你们讲的是，你们可能凌晨三点钟为你的儿女祷告，啊，一次一次的跟神的对话，那些你觉得为他们流的泪没有人看见，还有你可能为你的孩子那样用心的做一个蒲草箱，神都看见了，神都记在他的那个记事本上面。
I just want to tell all the mothers that all the 3 a.m. conversations and the tears you shed and all the prayers you made for your children, like crafting and weaving a basket piece by piece, you think that it hasn't been seen by the Lord, but the Lord has seen it all.
我们当中有多少人是做儿女的？
How many of us raise your hands if you're a child?
我想跟你说的是，无论你的母亲是否还在世，
No matter whether or not your mother is still here,
无论你跟她的关系是亲近还是疏远，
Whether you have a close or a distant relationship with her,
我想总有一个人在你最脆弱的时候，他可能为你做了一个蒲草箱。
I think that at one point, when you were the most fragile, she made a basket for you.
而且呢，她把你放进神的手中。
And that she delivered you into the hands of the Lord.
那么我今天呢，来挑战大家。
And today I challenge all of you.
你回去呢，打一个电话或者发一条消息。
When you get home, make a call or send a message.
告诉那个曾经为你做了一个蒲草箱的人。
To the person that once made the reed basket for you.
我今天能够站在这里是因为你没有放弃过我。
And tell them that I am able to stand here today because you once did not give up on me.
到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
At last, let's memorize a verse.
出埃及记二章二节，我们一起来读三遍。
Exodus chapter 2 verse 2, let's read it 3 times.
三遍之后有考试。
We'll have a test after 3 times.
那女人怀孕，生一个儿子，见他俊美，就藏了他三个月。那女人怀孕，生一个儿子，见他俊美，就藏了他三个月。那女人怀孕，生一个儿子，见他俊美，就藏了他三个月。
She became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months.
准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
When you're ready, say it to the person next to you. Sage. Announce. Recite.
好的，大家背得非常快，我们一起低头做一个结束的祷告。
It seems that everyone remembered that very quickly. Let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Our Heavenly Father, Jesus and Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你让我们每个人都拥有父母。
We thank you for letting all of us have a mother.
让我们通过和父母，包括也和我们自己的儿女的关系，我们更多的来体会你跟我们的关系。
And to, through our relationship with our parents and our children, understand our relationship with you.
你不需要耳朵，但是你都听得见。
You don't need ears, but you can hear everything.
你不需要眼睛，但是你都看过我们。
You don't need eyes, but you still look after us.
你不会遗忘，但你都记得我们。
You won't forget, and that you'll remember us.
是吧？不管我们觉得自己是不是无依无靠，但是你都关心看过我们。
Lord, no matter whether or not we think that we have no more support, you will always be there for us.
让我们在最危险、最黑暗的时刻，我们都来依靠你。
And that in our darkest times, to rely on you.
谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you, Lord. Your children pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.